cliffcentral.com.
So, you know, all these sexual harassment cases, you think, oh, yeah, but he was creepy. Oh, I can totally see it was him. He's just disgusting. Like Harvey Weinstein. I mean, he was the epitome of a creepy fat guy. But Patrick Swayze.
The dead one.
Patrick Swayze is a new big name. It's been thrown into the mixer as a sexual assaulter.
No, really?
Yeah. It's, well, so this woman, Michelle Mahoney. She was working for Disney at the time of the sexual assault, and Patrick Swayze was there. She was a makeup artist. Patrick Swayze just had a whole interview about how much he loves his wife, and everyone was like, you know, Patrick's the solid one. Patrick's the good guy in Hollywood. Mm. Him and his wife have been together, and they're so in love. And he's obviously crapping on about this in an interview. And then she says, well, Patrick, would you like me to remove your makeup? That's what happens when you go on TV. And he was like, yeah, sure. So as she was doing that, he grabbed her by the waist, pulled her closer in a dirty dancing sense, and forcefully kissed her with an open mouth.
Oh.
With such force that it created much discomfort and pain for her. And then as soon as this happened, she then told one of the producers, who he was now still hanging out with. I mean, he had no shame. And the producer said to her, has this happened before? And she said, no, it's the first time Patrick Swayze has ever forced himself upon me. Very next day, no work. Did she ever work for them again? Never.
Oh, so she was let go of.
She spoke out against Patrick Swayze and his ways. And yeah.
So she's only recently speaking about this.
Yeah, because, I mean, she spoke about it once and lost her job. What's going to happen after that?
Well, Patrick's dead now, so honey.
I know, pancreatic cancer.
Listen.
You know what? I'm starting to think that it would be useful for women to know people who know people who could break people's bones. Like, every now and again, that is a justifiable solution to a problem that you have in your life.
Kind of like a people's Ray Donovan.
You know, yes, thank you, Ben. Somebody grabs you by the pussy or somebody forces their tongue down your throat. The next day, just send a guy or two over to, like, just
smash a kneecap.
Just to deal with that guy and say, now listen here.
Swayze. Exactly.
Are you going to do this again? Because we will keep coming back.
But that's why women, it's why gun rights are important. Because that's one way a woman can be truly equal to a man in a fight. If she's got a gun. The man's gonna.
That's another. Yeah.
No, he's gonna think twice.
There's a YouTube video about this, Gareth. Maybe we should bring it up sometime. So Patrick Swayze is, of course, dead.
Mm.
And obviously, the movie Ghost was one of his big things. So is he still sexually assaulting people in the dead? You've got to ask the question.
Here's another Ben theory.
You've got to ask the question.
Sure.
If there's ghosts out there doing things, I have money on Patrick Swayze.
You know, you're giving some psycho an idea now. They will want to go and sue the Swayze estate, saying I'm being molested by Patrick Swayze's ghost.
There we go. Patrick Swayze's ghost did it.
Well, I mean, we don't know what happens in ghost land, so I think this is a very good question to ask, Ben. What happens in ghost land?
No. Please stop this. No.
Yeah, well, Patrick Swayze have. So there he was, one of the good guys, apparently. But this woman said, you know, he was on a pedestal. He was Mr. Clean. Everyone saw him as one of the good guys, but he was a freaking pig.
All right, so he grabbed her by the waist and he tongue-kissed her.
Forcefully.
Okay.
She said, much like a creepy uncle would grab you at an inappropriate time.
I think that's creepy. I think it's horrible. But I don't know that that is sexual assault. This is where we've got to, like, sexual assault's a serious thing.
How?
Yeah, but okay.
No,
but
I hate to say this, but
it's a slippery slope,
I've had women, drunk women in clubs, grab me and try to kiss me, and you push them away and you move on. I don't go and lay a charge at the police for that.
Mm-hmm.
If something serious happens, like there's a violation, it's Patrick Swayze. But he thought he was the king of the world at the time. He was in Dirty Dancing. He was probably pulling a move after being on set, drunk on his own fame. So you close your mouth. You don't let him tongue kiss you.
Okay, hold up. Try to put yourself in the woman's shoes.
Who now doesn't have a job because this happened to her.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
I know maybe...
Like Gareth, I get your point, but it's very different in that she then loses her job because this happens. And then you know what? And because she probably resisted Patrick Swayze probably said to this woman to get rid of her.
Yeah, and that is is problematic exactly. Because the issue is not so much about what we label these things. The issues is about people's behavior. Like, it goes back down to that thing of people thinking that they have access to you because of who they are, and they don't. That behavior needs to be fixed. It's less about what we call it. Like, stop being a dick.
Stop putting your needs
a dick.
And just no, I'm with
Patrick Swayze, your needs are not more important than that person's. Same with Harvey Weinstein. He believed his needs. This whole thing about, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I've got a problem. I'm addicted to sex. Shut the hell up. We're all addicted to sex. Right now, we'd all rather be having sex than doing work.
Mm.
Doesn't mean we're animals or predators. Yeah. It's that we understand our needs are more important than someone else's needs. That's why we're not raping each other.
Mm.
Because we're nice people. Patrick Swayze, Harvey Weinstein, they're all the same thing. They're just pricks. That's all it is.
Yeah.
They're not sexual addicts. We're all sexual addicts.
Yeah. Honestly, now Weinstein is checked into a rehab, like, look at me, I've got problems. No, you are a problem. Exactly. You don't have a problem. You are the problem.
Yeah. Bloop. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's bullshit.
You wake up thinking your needs are more important than someone else's needs.
There you go.
And that is a fundamental problem we all need to understand.
Well, that's why I said the other day that this whole idea of people forcing themselves on each other is just so off-putting to me.
I'm not looking at this as a bad thing, but this whole outing people is steamrolling, and I wonder where it's going to stop. Like, who else is now going to be uncovered as like this?
Well, it'll hopefully stop when people stop forcing themselves on each other. CliffCentral.com